Tyler Business Today welcomes Coy Weems, hearing instrument specialist at the Hearing Center at Eye Care Associates of East Texas. Hello, Coy.
Hello, George. How are you doing this morning?
Today, we're going to talk about tinnitus. Now, tinnitus, that sounds very, very serious.
Tinnitus is a very interesting phenomenon that goes on with individuals because it can range from mild all the way up to intense. And it's a situation where a person's brain creates a sound. It can be ringing. It can be a cricket sound. It can be a wave sound. It can be a roaring sound. There's several different iterations of what people experience when they have tinnitus. And it is something that if you can just imagine somebody sitting there with a little whistle blowing it in your ear constantly and not having any way to turn it off. That is a real quick example of what tinnitus is. And it, some people, like I mentioned earlier, have it constantly. Some people will have it sporadically. But when you have it, it gets your attention and it can absolutely create a lot of havoc within your own personal well-being.
Very, very serious. And is there any idea, is there any science behind why the brain does that?
There's several theories out there about tinnitus, why it's created. You know, you can just pick up a piece of paper and everybody has different ideas. The main thing is, even though there's a bunch of theories out there, there's not a cure for it. The best way to describe this is we can moderate it. We can go in and use different tools to reduce the intensity of tinnitus, but as of today, there is not a cure for it.
What are some of the treatments?
Well, you will find a lot of times when someone has tinnitus, they'll say, I notice it the most whenever it's quiet. There's no other sounds going on. So whenever they're out riding in a car or listening to a radio or there's some background noise present, it tends to reduce the intensity of the tinnitus. One of the things we found out is, and this is my own personal observation, is about 85-90% of the people who have ringing in their ears have some form of hearing loss. Now, I have also tested individuals that have tinnitus and they're perfectly normal hearing. So the environmental factors that can lead to it are things such as noise exposure, caffeine, salt, stress. Those are some of the main ones, and if you can moderate those things, you have a probability of bringing down that tinnitus noise that's being created inside your head. The best treatment for it is typically a noise type treatment. For example, if someone's sleeping at night, usually it's really quiet in your bedroom. They will notice the tinnitus ringing in their ear, and it really has an impairment on them going to sleep. So you will find they will have noisemakers. Some of them will sleep with a TV on, a radio, a fan, something just to distract them from that noise that's being originated inside their brain.
How do hearing aids affect this problem of tinnitus?
Well, what the hearing instrument does is, say someone, one of those 80 to 90% of the people that I was referring to earlier that have some form of hearing loss, we have found that most of the time that when we correct the hearing loss, I have had patients report back to me saying in correcting the hearing loss, they have also noticed a reduction in the intensity of the tinnitus. There are several hearing aids out there. We normally, prior to the tinnitus hearing instruments, we normally corrected the hearing loss by the tinnitus by correcting the hearing loss with a standard hearing instrument. And in the last year or so, several of the manufacturers have come out with tinnitus masking hearing instruments. And essentially what those instruments do, one, they correct the hearing loss. Two, they emit a constant white noise in the ear that can be controlled by the hearing professional as far as the intensity of that white noise to drown out and to mask the tinnitus noise that the person is experiencing internally. So the hearing instruments have been shown to help reduce the intensity of tinnitus.
Coy, thanks so much for being with us on Tyler Business Today.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Anytime.